The Osgood File, sponsored by Walgreens, the pharmacy America has trusted since 1901, and by Visa. Visa Business knows there's nothing small about small business. This is Dave Ross. I've been waiting for the day when the CDC issues some health statistics that will finally make us feel good about ourselves. And today is not going to be that day. All the more reason to pay close attention after this from Charlie. From the CDC comes the latest statistics on diabetes, and actually there is a little good news.
The number of people who have undiagnosed diabetes is declining. Used to be about a third of the people with diabetes didn't know they have the disease, and now we're at about a quarter.
But the number of cases overall is still growing. 3 million more cases of diabetes in the past 2 years, which brings the total close to 24 million, most of it type 2, the type associated with obesity. Another 57 million have pre-diabetes, which means that without a better diet and more exercise, they're likely to get the full-blown version. It's not happening everywhere. If you look at the CDC's diabetes map, the cases are concentrated in a belt from Mississippi extending north into West Virginia, and it affects some racial groups more than others.
Hispanic, Latino, African American, American Indian, Asian, and Pacific Island populations. Those populations, many of them, are increasing in number.
The highest rate is among Native Americans at 16.5%. Lowest rate is among whites at less than half that. And obesity still seems to be the biggest factor. Last year, the CDC reported that obesity remains stable, but it still stands at 34% for adults 20 and older, which means 72 million obese people.
We still have a long way to go in helping people prevent diabetes. That's one of the very concerning things about this, is that we are very concerned of the number of new cases of diabetes that we're seeing.
Dr. Ann Albright of the CDC. It's the same story. Got to eat less food, get more exercise. And hey, with corn at $8 a bushel and gas at $4.50 a gallon, we may have no choice. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, June 25th, 2008.